that only one human after another can get you through to the next phase of life. You can be barely skating by, but if you've got someone to validate you, you might just survive long enough to find the next source of validation. This view of relationships reinforced Rick's unhealthy behaviors and reactions as he grew older, often finding himself in unhealthy relationships with the wrong people, anyone who would put up with his wild mood swings and irrational reactions. It would eventually lead him to marry and divorce twice by his early 30s, in addition to having countless girlfriends. Later in life, relationships with women would become like breathing for Rick, in his mind, necessary for his very survival. Periods of singleness would be enclosed in a dark depression as he grasped anywhere and everywhere for someone with light and warmth to drag him out for a little bit at a time. The girls who attracted him were kind and perky and came from decent families. In a way, they were holograms of what he had always wanted, but he was too damaged to keep them around. Once they got past his sob stories, they realized he wasn't what they wanted. In the end, he was sucking the life out of them just as his mom had sucked the life out of the men in her life. Rick didn't want to be anything like Sylvia, but he had inherited some of her traits and picked up elements of her dysfunction. Though he thankfully didn't fall into the same kind of substance abuse trap, he easily could have. His undiagnosed mental health condition played out for years before he realized something was different about his emotional state. He was well into adulthood before he recognized that his quick, boiling anger, over-the-top reactions to being challenged, and inability to have normal disagreements were neither normal nor appropriate. With no scale by which to compare, he had no way of recognizing that his emotions were becoming more and more out of control as years went by, escalated by a mental illness fueled by his traumatic upbringing. Without opportunity or a real faith to get them through, people who grow up like Rick have very little to stand on. Coming from such abusive backgrounds, embroiled in their own stereotypes, they are slow to trust anyone and quick to judge other people based on their appearance or way of speaking. It's very easy for the Ricks of this world to think of other people as rich or snobby and to assume they are being judged, especially during rare church appearances when they feel like their sins and their poverty are glaring tattoos all over their bodies. It's likely Sylvia felt this way too and masked her feelings of inadequacy by running full speed in the opposite direction. This only added to the family's isolation, of course, because the strongest relationships are often built on a religious foundation, something we've already established was mostly absent from this family. And yet God was there all along, waiting patiently to be invited in. God doesn't force his way into anyone's life, but he had a plan to change Rick's for the better. Despite the human sinfulness and brokenness stalling the process, as it does for all of us in one way or another. At the time he was surviving his early life, Rick had no understanding or knowledge that God was with him. Only when he looked back as an adult, when the Holy Spirit opened his eyes and changed his heart, could he see that God had been present in every moment. It took a very long time for Rick to have the clarity and vision to understand that. It also took him a while to get past his sense of being judged by churches and religious folks and feeling uncomfortable in worship services. But it helps that in the past couple of decades, the American church, at least in some denominations, has made a lot of strides toward being more inclusive and more welcoming to the obviously damaged. Of course, we are all damaged. Some of the damage is just more visible. Today, it's fine to wear jeans or even basketball shorts to many Sunday morning services. Pastors often have tattoos and long hair or even wear football jerseys on game days. For a certain segment of people, Rick included, these changes in church dynamics have made a difference. When Rick started thinking about attending church as an adult, he assumed he wouldn't fit in because he had tattoos. When he finally visited a church and learned that the worship leader was a long-haired, tattoo-sporting former American Idol contestant and the pastor was wearing jeans and a t-shirt, his first excuse was out the window. And having access to all kinds of different sermons and speakers online and a broader definition of what church and Christianity can be has helped as well. For instance,